time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bill Cruz came to Bemidji State in 1990, working in the athletic training department. He became the full-time men's hockey athletic trainer in 1999, retiring from BSU 3 seasons ago. He joins us next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bill Cruz worked at Bemidji State in the athletic training department from 1990 up until 3 years ago. Cruz now works for Sanford Health in the orthopedics and sports medicine department. He's seen an awful lot of games, only missing a handful over the years. So who is his favorite to watch play?
My favorite player to watch was Tyler Schofield. And the reason being is because he was so small, but he was so fast. And he didn't let his size get in the way of playing like somebody that was probably 6'3", you know, 240. So Tyler always, he would just go in there and battle, and he would try to hit guys. And the best part was just watching him come flying across the ice, trying to hit somebody in the boards, and they'd see him coming, they would move, and he'd hit the boards. But he'd always pick himself back up and get back into the play, and he was a good playmaker and just a fun player to watch.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.